today's daf is Tzadi Zayin. Well, you davened already, so you can eat. Okay, so we were in the middle of the discussion. We're in the bottom, right? The last line of Tzadi above on the base. So we worked and... So today's shiur is sponsored by the Norensberg family. The Zeichu Nishmas. I don't have the sheet. I apologize to the Norensbergs, but please check online. It's up there. Thanks to the Norensbergs for sponsoring the daf this week. Okay, so we are in the middle of discussing making wine out of pouring it over dregs. I forgot there's a special term that the article uses for it. I forgot what it is. When you pour it over. Anyway, so you have these dregs of wine and you're pouring it over. The question was, though, if you poured a certain amount of water and you got a certain amount of colored water or wine, that's the machlokas, what amount turns it into wine? So we said that there was a machlokas between the Rabbanon and the Chachamim. Even if you poured 3 cups of water over the dregs and you got out 3.5 cups, right? So there was a machlokas about that, whether that 3.5 cups is considered mayim or is considered wine. So the Gemara said, "Is it really true that there's a machlokas on the tanaim in a case where more than the cups that you put in became water? Even the Chachamim in this case would say that it's water. Chachamim said that it becomes wine if it gets 3 to 4. But what about this little bit of amount? We said the Chachamim in that case also say that it's mayim. But we have a Mishnah in Maestros. Mishnah Maestros says, Hamesamed. Right? Hamesamed, I think, is where you put water on top of the dregs. And that, it gives it, I don't know what that word is.
Lees. The lees is the dregs, and it says steeping lees.
Alright, so you're Mesamed. Okay? You're pouring it over. No difference. Hamesamed, Benasan Mayim Bemida. And you gave a certain amount of water on the dregs. And we're talking about dregs now that were not, you weren't Mafris, Trumas, and Maestros off from them. Okay, there's no. The question now is, when you make the liquid, does this liquid now become Trumah and Maaser? Water is putter from Trumah and Maaser. Wine is chayav in Trumah and Maaser. So if it's water, you have a chayav to take. You don't have a chayav of taking off Trumah and Maaser. If it's wine, you have a chayav now of taking off Trumah and Maaser. So hamisame ben nasan mayim b'mida umotza kedei midaso. And then when you sifted the whole thing, and the shemarim come out from the water, you find that the amount of water that you have now is exactly the amount of water that you had before you gave in. You didn't gain any volume. So the Mishnah, the Brisa says, putter. You're putter from taking meiser from what's left, because even though the water got the tam and the look of wine, nevertheless, since it didn't add on anything in volume, this is not considered wine, it's only considered water, and there's no chiyuv meiser when it comes to water. But Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev that you do have to take off ma'aser, because he holds, what is he going to hold? He holds that you go according to the tam and the mara. It looks like wine, and now tastes like wine. So he goes according to the tam, and since it has a tam and a mara of yayin, it's considered wine, and you have to take off ma'aser from it now, because it was wine that was created.
Yeah, but isn't this a problem? In mission days, anytime you had wine, they always cut it with water. So if you forgot to take off the wine itself, you pour the
ready
water in. Don't you automatically have to take it off?
Well, you're taking off the chiyuv now, you're taking off is from the... Sorry. We start on the last line of Tzadi Vav Mevez. So, I don't understand the question. I don't know. I guess you have to take off, you have to probably maybe take off ma'aser before you cut it with water.
No, 100%.
Right.
When you forgot to do it, that water becomes part of the...
Well, that water will become butthole in the wine. So that, but this isn't...
Is that the same case?
No, but now you're creating wine. There was nothing here. There was just pulp. And then you put water on it, and now you made wine. Or did you?
Are you chayv on pulp, though? If it was just the dregs, you would be
chayv. It says here, I think that you would be chayv. You hadn't taken off... Yeah. You hadn't taken off pulp. You hadn't taken off ma'aser from them yet. Right? You put on...
Yeah, that's the question. I guess that's the question.
These are dregs from wine, the real wine that you made.
These are dregs from real wine that you made, and there was never trumas or ma'aser taken off from them.
From the dregs. But from the wine, I guess...
I don't know what the case is with the wine. It doesn't say. Well, we're talking about that. That's the whole thing. If it's water, you make a shakel. If it's wine, if it's chayv and meiser and it becomes wine, you have to make a guffin. That's the same. It's the same thing. If it's water, it's water. If it's wine, it's wine. And all the nafka minas that come out from that. So you see from here, but Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev. So Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev. So ad kan lo pligi. What's the machlokas here? And if it became the exact amount, came out. So ad kan lo pligi ela bichdei midaso. If it's bidiyuk, the exact amount, what you put in is what you got out. Abal biyosem bichdei midaso. But if more came out, what's the diyuk? Then lo pligi. Then there would be a machlokas, and the chachamim would be molded to Rabbi Yehuda that this is wine, and you would have to make a boy for your gafen. So therefore, it's a kasha on Rava who said that even if there was a little bit added on, the chachamim saying it's still mayim. You see from this mishnah, no, they only argue if it's the exact amount. So he says, no, that's not the diyuk. Gemara says, "Who adim nafilu biyosem ichdei midasa pligi? Even if it creates a little more, you still be had the machlokes. Aye, so why does it only say that the exact amount comes out? Aha, the kam mipligi ichdei midasa lo diacha kochol de Rabbi Yehuda to tell us the strength of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that he's mechayev trumos u'maiseros. Even I don't understand. Even if they don't have the exact time in front of you, Rashbam says lo diacha kochol de Rabbi Yehuda de mechayev. First of all, we usually say kof de teir adif." So why are we going on to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Second of all, he's trying to tell us the koach of Rabbi Yehuda. I thought we're dealing with a case where it got the taste and the marah of wine.
No, it's the same yield as he put it.
So what? So what? It's now looks like now it looks like wine and tastes like wine. So it's a bigger chiddush to tell me Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda the bigger chiddush? Why is the chachamim the bigger chiddush? And number two, I think that's what the Rashbam points out. Why do we say kochte teir adif? You say the Rabbanan. So Rashbam says, right, the aldicha kochan de Rabbi Yehuda, de mechayev, ulodicha kochan de Rabbanan, lo itzrich lemisne yoser michtei midaso. This is what you're saying. To tell me the kochan of the Rabbanan, you don't have to tell me. Why? The milks of the pshitahud de potter. Because that's, like you're saying, it's a double pashut. You got the same exact yield, it's a double pashut. The portachan. Right, if you get more than three, then it's davar pashut that you be chayev, because now you got an extra thing, you created something new. Because the porter chamer mayatuv of batil, but leka chiddush klal or shmuli the patri banan biyoser. There's no chiddush to tell me that the rabbanan are potter. The only chiddush to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda says it's chayev. Umilz Rabbi Yehuda chashish chiddush gadol lechumra be apagat leka tam yayim lechayev, because this looks like water. But I think the Rashbam is asking the question of why don't we say in koach teir adiv? Right, so what koach teir adiv Rashi always says because it takes plates. To give a heter. Anyone can say it's usher. What? Anyone can censor a book. Anyone can say it's usher. Whatever. That was the godless of Moshe Feinstein, that he had certain shuas in there that he basically changed the face of American Orthodoxy when people saw mechanic Mechalik Yisrael, Klish Lishi. There's a whole bunch of shuas in there that people saw mechan because, you know, that's what a posek is. A posek is someone who can really understand it and he can give heterim, not other ways. That exist. There's manos. Okay. You're waiting for me to say it, aren't you? Okay. By my name, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Right? Rav Nachman, I'll ask the question for me. By my name, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Chiyah Baravin. Shmarim Sheyish Bahen Tam Yayin. You have the case. Rashbam points out it must be that Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak didn't know the brisa that we said yesterday, which is this is the exact case, which is a machlokas, right? You're pouring the water onto the dregs, right? Shmarim Sheyish Bahen Tam Yayin Mahu. What's the din? Do you make a boy for your guffin, or do you make a shakal? That was the machlokas yesterday. So Rashbam says he obviously didn't know that brisa, or I think the Ritva points out. No, he knew the brisa. Now he's asking, what's the halacha? What's the maskana? So, right?
I don't know.
Of course, they're just bringing out another discussion. I mean, it's not like they edited an encyclopedia. They just they put in the discussions. Well, the Rashbam says that.
Yeah, but we haven't finished the case. We haven't finished the
Nazir. Right, look at the Rashbam. Shmarim sheish b'mtam yain mahu levirchas hayain ubraisi lo habi shamilei. Di habi shamilei hachi habi lememer halach kacheim o ein halach kacheim. Had he heard the braisa, he should have been asking, who's the halacha like? And the Ritva says, that's exactly what he's asking. Anyway, so Shmarim, Shishbim Tam Yayin Mahu. So Amar Leir, Chia answers him, Mi Savard Chamerhu. Do you think that this is considered wine just because you put it on the dregs? Kihu Abi Amahu. It's a sweet taste that it has water in it. It's, you know, it's like fruit juice almost. So it's a shakel. Barcha is a shakel. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to continue discussing the din about the mayim, that water that's put on these dregs, and they're going to ask a stira between two brisos. So Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a brisa. Shmarim shel truma. Okay? I have shmarim of truma that I put water into it. Okay? And after time, what happens is you take out water from the exact amount that you put in. Then you did it a second time, and you do it a third time. Right? Once, twice. It's almost like, we said, quick zushi. It's almost like each time maybe gets diminished in its potency.
You're using a tea bag.
Sort of, but you're not doing it. You're using water onto dregs. But yeah, it's doing tea essence almost. Yeah. Okay? But so Rishon Vesheni, the first time you put it in the water, and the second time you put it in water, it's usser. So that still that gets the status of the Truma. So these may be, they point out that these may be dinim derabanan for the chumras of trumas and maestros and hektish that we're going to come out. It may not have a bearing necessarily on whether it's considered wine or shakal or hagefen. Some say this may just be talking about the chumras of trumas and maestros. So you put three cups of water on the dregs and three cups came out. Then you did another three cups and three cups came out. The first two times say it's usser. We a zar can't drink them. It's only motive for, excuse me, for a coin. Right? Shlishi, the third time you do it, even if it still has a tam yayin when it comes out, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter for a non-kohen to drink it. Right? Rav Yehud, Rav Meir Omer, af shlishli benosein tam. Rav Meir says, no, so long as the cup still has the tam of the dregs in the water, then it still maintains the status of truma. So, one or two is truma, machlokus on the third level, on the kli shlishi. Vishel meiser, now if the shmarim are meiser sheni. The din of meiser sheni, again, is that you're allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to eat it only in Yerushalayim. So then the Rishon is Usser. The Rishon, everyone says, is Usser. The Sheni is Mutter. The Sheni you can drink outside of Yerushalayim. The Maaser Sheni, again, has a lower level of Kedusha. The Sheni is Mutter. Rav Meir says, no, Av Sheni ben No Sein Tam. No, he says, even the second one becomes No Sein Tam. I'm not sure when Rav Meir says, ben No Sein Tam, does that mean just the second, or what about the 18th, if that has Tam also? Does that also maintain it? Right? Then the third case is Hektesh. Hektesh is even more, potent. It's sort of stronger. Michel Hektesh, Shlishi Usser. The Tanakhama agrees that the third level is Usser. Virevi Mutter. The fourth level is Mutter. Rav Meir Omer Aparvi Ben Osein Tam. Rav Meir says, no, even the fourth one, even at the fourth level, is still Usser.
That's a
Shlishi Usser. It is a Shlishi Usser. He goes one step further.
That has no bearing on the
Brachon. It's a machlokis of whether that has a bearing on the Brachon. Some say that this may just be for chumras of Chuma, right? Right, that's what Rashbam says. Rashbam says, Usser Lazarim. He says, it's right, you have that Rashbam? It's about,
yeah.
Okay, but also the Zarim, v'chol hani chumros ba'al meninu midrabanan, u'b'matza k'dei midaso mayri. We're talking about a case where you got, the exact amount came out. Had more come out than were subject to the other, not locusim or not. But he's saying this is all chumr derabanan. Okay, so you see from here that according to the Chachamim, it's either the first one, the second one, the third one, and Rav Meir goes one step further, whether it's Chuma, whether it's Meiser, Chuma, and Hektish. You know, the price is out of order. It goes level 2, level 3, level 1. You know, it doesn't go 1, 2, 3. Okay. So, Riminu, we have a stira. We have a stira in the Brisos. So, because the Riminu, we have a Brisos, says, Shel Hektish. You have Shmarim of Hektish. Lo'olam Usser. It's Lo'olam Usser forever. So, that's a stira in our Brisos. Because our Brisos said, oh, here's an answer to my question. Our Brisos says either 3 or 4 for Hektish. Right?
Because Hektish doesn't have to be wine. Isn't that the reason?
No, if it doesn't, again, the point being that if it goes into this dregs and what comes out is really water, it shouldn't take on the hektish.
But you make hektish water.
But you didn't make the hektish water here. You just poured water onto the dregs. You didn't say this water should be hektish. You didn't say hareze hektish. Okay? So over here you say, Riminu, shel hektish la'olam. Even the fifth and onward, it's always, whatever you put in, it's always going to get on the status of hektish aser. But so meiser la'olam mutter. And meiser is olam mutter. So, kasha, hektish, a hektish, and kasha, meiser, meiser. The hektish, a hektish, a kasha, because the hektish, but we said it's either level, only goes to either level 3 or level 4 according to Rav Meir. This price says the olam. And for meiser, we said it either goes to level 1 or level 2 according to Rav Meir, and this price says it's always mutter, there's only the level 1. So what's this, the stira between the brisos? So Gemara answers, now, hektish, a hektish, a kasha. Why? Kad, bekdush, a guf. In the brisa that says it's usher, I'm going to go according to Rov Rishonim. Apparently, there's a ritva, which I didn't get to look at. I don't have the ritva. But I didn't get to look at it, who learns differently. But he says, Hektish, Hektish, Lokasha, Kan, Betush, Aguf, Kan, Betush, Domim. When we say that the usher, Olam, we're talking about there's two types of Hektish. There's Hektish, Kedush, Aguf, and Hektish, Kedush, Domim. Kedush, Domim means they give the base of interest, going to sell it and use the money. If it's Kedush, Aguf, meaning what type of Hektish, of Shmarim, is Kedush, Aguf, the shmarim of wine is actually going to be used on the mizbeach. The shmarim of nesachim. So that's kedushas aguf. So that since they're so chamor, right? They can say that kedushas aguf is more chamor. Since they're so chamor, then they're never going to stop with their potency. And every time you pour water on it, the wine that comes out of it is going to be considered hektish. But kan, in the brisa that says either up to four, level 4 according to chamor, right? It stops at level 4, and the four, according to Rav Meir, right? The kedushas damim. That's talking about kedushas bedek habayis. You can use that to buy. Well, you can use that to buy tzarchei bedek habayis, and that since that doesn't have the maila of kedushas guf, so therefore there's no more machmir as much, and it either goes to level 3 or level 4 according to Rav Meir. All right, what about the meiser? Meiser, Meiser, Nami lo kasher. Kan, in the Brisa that assers the first water or the second water, according to Rav Meir, that's been Meiser Vadai. That's what you're talking about, actual, for sure, Meiser Vadai. The Meiser Sheni was not taken out from it. But in the second Brisa, which says it's mutter, when you pour water on the Meiser dregs, that water is automatically mutter, that's the Meiser Demai. No, I was talking about Demai. That's the dregs of an Amma Oretz, where there's only a Chashashim, the Chachamim, they didn't take off Meiser. And they were Machmer that the Okeach on the Amma Oretz has to take off Meiser. But since really Rov Amma Oretz do take off Meiser, so therefore we don't, and this is all Chomet Rabbanan, the Chachamim didn't make the Takana in the case of Meiser Demai. I heard something interesting. What's the Isser about eating Demai? Let's say you eat Demai. It turns out that it was already hufresh. Did you violate anything? With the Rabbanim. Did you violate or didn't the Rabbanim? You knew it was Demai. You had a suffix whether this Meiser was taking off. So that's the definition of Demai. You ate it. Turns out, you have proof that it wasn't Demai, that it was taken off. So Rabbi Razo quoted that there's a Rabbi Yosef Engel that says it depends on what you view the Isser Achila. It's a similar Chakir that Soloveitchik has about Basar B'chalav and Din D'Rabban. Also about the Milchik bread. It's a similar issue. How do you view it? Do you view it as D'Rabban, that the Takana stay away? Or do you view that the Chachamim turned it into a Chatzah Shel Isser? So if you turn it into a Chatzah Shel Isser, right? Turn it into a Chatzah Shel Isser, you can't eat it. So what that it wasn't there, but the Din that the Chachamim made, this is a Chatzah Shel Isser. Or do we say, no, it's a Din on the Gabra. The Gabra is also to eat it. Turns out you weren't supposed to eat it, but if nothing happened, there was nothing there, then you got off. You took the risk, you rolled the dice, and you got off. This is an interesting way of looking at things. Okay. Next. Talk a little bit now about Hechsher, to be Machsher, Ochel, to be Makabel Tumah. Okay? In order for something, according for a Michael, a foodstuff, to become Makabel Tumah, it has to have Hechsher, right? On one of the seven liquids, Yad Shach Adam, right? Yayin, Dvash, Shem, Chol, Tal, Dam, and Mayim. Those are the seven. Yad Shach Adam. So you have to, first it has to become wet by one of those, and it also has to be, those things have to, you have to want it to happen. Those are the two conditions, right? It has to, the liquid has to go on, the Rutz and Bailam. So, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yod Sadak. Kederach Sha'amru Le'inyan Isuran, Kach Amru Le'inyan Hechsheiran. What does that mean? We said that if you put water on the dregs of the truma, the first and the second water, cups of water that come out from them, the dinam is like, it's like yayin, at midrabban, and therefore it has the kedusha of truma. So, but on the third cup, they weren't machmir. So we say, so too, the idin hechsherim. The same thing applies if you want to be machshir the ochel for truma. Meaning, you put water on the shmarim shel truma, so the first cup and the second cup is considered wine, and the third cup is considered water for the concept of hechsher tumah. Gemara asks, wait a second, hechsher and demai, what are you talking about? E demai, if it's water, hechsher imachsher, then it's machsher. E dechamro, hechsher imachsher. Water or wine, never manusach is one of the liquids. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about lo tzricha shetimdu b'megishamim. Talking about where they soak the dregs with rainwater. What's the issue over here going to be? The issue is going to be really whether or not you had nihusa. You wanted the water to go onto it. Because one of the other conditions we said, it has to go onto it. The rain fell onto the shemarim by itself. Right? So now the question is, and you didn't have the das on that, so maybe you can say that they're not mekabel tumah. So you say the first two cups that rainwater falls on is mekabel tumah. The third cup is not mekabel tumah. So Gemara says, wait a second. The cave in the karshakil. Once the rainwater fell on it, v'ramilulamana, and then you took it from the kli. The rainwater fell into the kli of the shmarim. Then you took that rainwater and you poured it into your kli. It means you wanted it. So it's going to be mekabel. It's going to be machshir tumah. Machshir mekabel tumah. Achshivinu. Right now you made that this water, and now the roi to be machshir tumah. To be machshir for the kabel tumah, just like regular water. So he goes, no, lo tzricha shenitamed me olav. The first case we said that the rainwater fell into a cup, and then you poured the cup onto the shemarim. Now we're saying, no, the rainwater fell directly onto the shemarim. So the Gemara says, wait a sec, mekeben de kanagid kama kama ikshavini. Since each time it fell into the cup, you took that cup and used that water, you were machshir that. To become water, whether it's wine or water, we're saying it's the third time now because we're saying it's water. So then you were machshir that also. So he says, no, Amara Papa, Bipara Shoshosa, Rishon Rishon. We're talking about a case where every time the water fell in, there was a cow that would drink them. So therefore, we have no Gilui Das that the Bailim wanted those first two cups. Then it comes into the third cup, right? If it happens on the third cup, we say that that's not going to be Machshir Tumah. That's not going to be enough to be Machshir Mekabel Tumah. You got it?
Look at the guy who poured it out.
He poured it out on the...
Well, then what was it,
Machshir? Oh, I see. This is... I think it's the same thing. I just never... Well, maybe he's saying that once he picks it up... Oh, wait a minute. Look at the Rashbam. Shabbat, ask you a question. Where is the Rashbam? The parish of Sasa Rishon, at the second wide line about him, right? The Hilkoch Beshlishi Lekashu Machshava, Velo Machshir Shlishi the Truma, Besheni the Meiser. Velo Matzi the Terutz, they've been Nishbach Rishon, that you poured it out. The Kavan the Lo Nishtahasham Klal, Ela Novel the Nishbach, Ein Yadu'al Olam. If you pour it out right away, Rashbam is saying you don't know which is the first, the second, or the third coast. That's what he's saying. I think the question is better.
Yeah. If the cup fills up, he pours it out. Fills up again, he pours it out. What's the first, second? I don't know what's the...
Yes, if you pour it out, I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. Rashbam asked the question. I don't know the answer. I don't get it. So Tosos asked a question. I go, what? He says, Tosos says, Tema the hacha mashma sheish chilek ben geshamim l'shar mashkim. Mashman is a chilek between rain and all other liquids. Right? The eze chilek yochel yos b'neim. What's the chilek? Right? And he quotes the Rashbam. Mashma perish rabbeinu Shmuel. Dibimayim by inon de nichalei. That by water you need it to be nichalei. But the lo b'shar mashkin kikum yayin, he says only by water, by rainwater, you need it to be nichalei, but not by other liquids. He says that there's no source in that for shas. The Tosfos are struggling is why is Gemara having an issue, the difference between rainwater and and other liquids.
Don't we have before Gemara that rainwater is depending if you wanted to, let's say if you had something drying out on the roof, if you wanted to beneficial to you, then you want it, and it's one status.
Yeah, but I guess he's just trying to figure out why by Tumah. Maybe it's a different case. I don't know. But Tosfos ends up saying it might be do also.
Same thing.
But Tosfos says the difference is over here is that rainwater may not be considered a liquid until you machshav it into a liquid. Then it becomes liquid. It's got to learn the Mishnayos and Machshirin. Anyway, okay. Let's go weiter. Okay. Halacha lemaisa. Amar Rav Zutra bar Tovia Amar Rav. Ain omrim kiddush hayom. You can't make kiddush on a kos of yayin. Ella al yayin haroy ninaseach agabi mizbeach. You can only make kiddush on wine as roy to be poured on the mizbeach. We'll get to that. Let's do the Gemara first, and then we'll get to Naftimina for that. Maybe Chamer Medina. Here is the whole source of grape juice. The sugya that's discussed here is whether or not you can make kiddush on grape juice on Friday night. You can make kiddush on grape juice on the daraisas. So lemute mai, what is it coming to exclude? To say it has to be on the mizbeach. Ilem lemute yayin migito. If you come to say it's coming to be mait yayin migito. What's yayin migito? Meaning it's wine. It's still in the vat. 40 days hasn't elapsed. It hasn't fermented. It hasn't turned into alcohol. We say no. The hatanai we learned hatanai Rav Chiya yayin migito. This type of wine lo yavi. You shouldn't bring to pour on the mizbeach. Then heavy. But if you did bring it, kosher. It's kosher. It came from the kosher. I don't have people nami. If it's kosher with the effort with the mizbeach, it's kosher lechachila for kiddush. So it can't be yayin mikito. And also, here's the proof. The Amar Rava, Rava says, sochet adam eshkoshal navim. Obviously, before Shabbos, you can squeeze out grapes, directly squeeze out grapes, right? But Omer love kiddush hayom. And you can make kiddush on it. Obviously, this is an alcoholic. So here is the raya for people use a raya here for grape juice. That you can squeeze it out the grapes directly and pour and drink it. They can drink it, make a kiddush on it. So that cannot be what Rav is excluding about the yayin that's roiling in asech agabim mizbeach. So Ella, maybe it's the mu'utimi piyo mishuleh. Maybe it's to exclude the wine that's on the top of the chavis or all the way on the sides or on the bottom, which isn't, they say that this isn't kosher for kiddush because you don't bring it for nesachim because the Gemara Menachos says that it's gross. It's the,
you wouldn't bring grape juice either.
What? But the question is, no, we just said, that's the shaila though. We just said that if you squeeze it out and it hasn't turned into alcohol yet, you can bring it with the evidence. So, with the evidence. If you can bring it, right, so the Gemara said, because the Gemara said, no, look, the Gemara says, which is freshly squeezed, lo yavi, vimhevi, kosher. So if it's kosher, b'di'evet on the Mizbeach, it's kosher with chachilah for Kiddush. So it is kosher on the Mizbeach, b'di'evet. It's kosher on the Mizbeach, this type of grape juice. So that Tosfos brings down a case about Mevushal. Tosfos says here, you can't prove from here that Yayim, one way or another, that Yayim Mevushal is kosher or not. But Tosfos says you prove, there's a raya from the Yerushalmi in Pesachim that says that that Yayim Mevushal is Yayim Gomer. Tosfos brings down here. That's the difference. The reason you cook it, also you don't want to have Sam Yenom, you want to have the other issues. I mean, a lot of Rabbanim say. What? You can't use a bushel on Mizbeach, but you still can use it on the for Kiddush. He says, Yesh Avirayim Yerushalmi Yishkolam L'Ari Pesachim D'Yayin Gomerhu D'Amar Hasam Abra Kosa Sh'Amru Yotzim B'Yayim Mevushal Amma Mekachin A'Yayim Mevushal. So it's clear to you. And so it's two sheetahs are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Paskins, that we're allowed to make Kiddush on Yayim Mevushal. The Rambam holds you don't make Kiddush on Yayim Mevushal. That's why some people have a Chumrah. I was talking last night at the Save also with Rabbi Shmuel Maybrook, who's Simcha Axrod's first cousin. He's a Rebbe up in YU. About last night, the Bar Mitzvah was talking about this. So he says it's funny. You have all these chumras when it comes to the Leil Seder. The Leil Seder is the Rabbanim, the whole thing with the first two or the second two. It's the Rabbanim, and then we say, how come it's not stuff of the Rabbanim Lekula? Because then if you say stuff of the Rabbanim Lekula, you won't have any kosos. But it's in the Rabbanim. Everyone has all these chumras about Yayim Mevushal, about bread and this. It comes to Kiddush on Friday night, according to many Shitas, Kiddush on Friday night, even drinking is maybe a din d'oraisa. And that most people are making. So he didn't really understand is that there's a chumrah brought down in the name of Rav Moshe that to have intoxicating wine that on at the night Leil Seder. It's brought down the Kol Dodi Hagata. He says, I don't understand why over there you have the chumrah and why he says over there there's a Yerushalmi that says that Rav got a headache when he drank the wine. What? Yeah, but that's why over there and then comes Friday night they don't have the chumrah. Because it's once a year, it's a derabanan. This is a deraisa. That was a good hara. So he says here. So what are we trying to exclude? Elam lumuute mipim mushalel. That can't be. The hatani Rabbi Chia said mipim mushalel lo yavi. You shouldn't bring it from the sachin. Then he may be kosher. But b'diavad it's kosher. If it's b'diavad kosher from the zbeach, it's kosher l'kavchila from a kiddush. So Ella, what's the case? Lumuute yain kushi to be ma'it very dark or black wine or borek, which I think means like a very light or weak wine. Or hillstone, which is very hilisten, which is very sweet and very weak. You know, a lot of shilas here. Maybe that, or shalmartef, which is I think it's going bad. It doesn't look bad, but it's going bad. I'm not sure, right? Shel tzimukim, or maybe raisins. All right, but the verse says can't be. Ba'atani b'chulin lo yaviv mehevi kasher. These are all kasher. Got to go onto the mizbeach. Kasher going to the mizbeach. You got to make kiddush for them. The Gemara says, Ella limeute yayin koseis. It comes from yute yayin koseis. Yayin koseis means that it tastes like wine, but it smells like chometz. And that's pasul for nesachim because it's not considered wine anymore. Right? Mazug. Or maybe it's limeute mazug. It's wine that's cut with water. So, or megula, wine that's left open overnight. Right? In the halachas of dvarim misukanim. So wine that's left open overnight. Bishal shmarim. Or wine that's put on the dregs. Or sherech ora. So the Tanya Bakula and Lo Yaviv and Havi Pasul. All these are possible Gabi Mizbeach. Right? All these are possible Gabi Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Lumute Mai. What are we trying to exclude? Elam Ute Koseis. You're talking about Lumute Koseis, right? Which is Yayin that has the time of Yayin, but the Reicha Chometz. You can't say that that's Lumute, because that's Plukti Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, whether or not that's considered wine or not. That may even be considered wine. So if that was, that can't be what the Bryce comes in the Might, but then you have a Raya for one of the Mandamar. So that's not the case. That's not what it's going to be mimait. So, and ilim ute mazug, if we say it's going to be mimait, wine that's cut, Mark, this is your point, wine that's cut with water, right? Alui alai, cutting wine with water makes it better wine, right? The Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Modem Chacham, Rabbi Lazar, Bekoshal Bracha, Shem Bracha, Lov, Achi, Yitin, Losochem, Ayim. You have to put water in it. That's what makes it a Koshal Bracha at those times. You had to cut it with water. So you can tell me that's pasul, agabe, mizbeach? No, that's good wine. That can't be what's pasul. And ilim ute megula, if you could say it's coming to be ma'ayit that you can't use yayim agula, that's posh that you can't use that. Why? Sakonahi. It's a sakana, it's dangerous. You're going to put dangerous wine, agabin mizbeach? It's like, that can't be. Ilamute shal shmarim, If you can say it's mutish al shmarim, what's the case? Heichidami. Either on mitlas basar ba, if you pour three cups of wine on it, and he got out four, then the chamer malyuhu. Everyone agrees that this is considered good wine. Right? Either on mitlas ba, asa tlas ba palga, if you put three and three and a half came out, that's a palukta the rabban rachermi. Some say that's wine, some say it's water. That can't be what the Bryce is excluding. Elam ute yirecho ra. It's coming to exclude. That's when it says that you only can use wine for kiddush, about wine and going to Mizbeach, it's coming to exclude wine that has a bad smell. It was in a klima, so it has a bad smell, because we'll see later on, the pasuk says in Malachi, Hakribeyu nal lifecha secha, hayirtzecha o yisapanecha. You have to do nice stuff has to be brought up to Mizbeach. So the ibais ema, or you can say, v'olam uti megula. Maybe it is coming to exclude megula. I always say megula is never pashut because it's dangerous. No, but apagav da abri b'misanenes. No, because you can fix megula wine. You can fix it by putting it through a strainer and getting the poison from the snake to get to go out. So you think now that it's cooked, now you can drink it, maybe you can bring it to Mizbeach. Rabbi Nechemya, but like Rabbi Nechemya says that you can sift it out. So no, afilu hachi, hakriveu na lifachasecha, hayutzecha o hayisa panecha. Right? You have to bring, you can't bring to Mizbeach something that's not, something that you wouldn't bring as a present to a king. You're not gonna do recycled wine to the king, you're not gonna bring recycled wine to the, to the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, next, let's finish up and then go back to grapes a little bit. Boy, minei Rav Kahana Chamua, Rav Kahana asked, they asked from Rav Kahana, Boy, minei Rav Kahana Chamua, the Rav Misharashia, Mei Rava. Right? They asked, Rav Kahana, the father-in-law of Rav Misharashia, asked Rava, Chamar Chivaryon Mahu, white wine. Right? White wine. So right away is a kasha right away. We just said that wine that's white is kosher for the oven. The previous brayso is kosher for the oven, right? So what's the subject? Mahu. Can you bring it as nesachim? So Amar Leah, Rabbi says, Pasuk says, Al teira yain ki yedam. You shouldn't drink wine other than red wine. Sorry, you shouldn't drink red wine because red wine makes you more drunk. And since it says that you should, that by the Nesachim, it says, Haseich Nesach Shechar, to bring real potent wine, you should bring red wine. So the first question that we showed him asked, we just had a brisa that said, you're allowed to bring white wine. I was saying, you're not allowed to bring white wine. And now, what does it say also here, when Rava answers, you should bring red wine, is that L'chachila? Maybe he's saying, no, L'chachila bring red wine, but the other you can bring white wine. Is that a din d'oraisa, so they have to bring it? Is the suffix the gabe nesachim, or was it the gabe kiddush as well? Maybe for kiddush you shouldn't use white wine either, according to this.
Many don't.
That's the question over there. So let's finish up the Gemara to the Mishnah, and then we'll get back for 5 minutes on grape juice. So the Mishnah had said, "Amochel lechaveiro kankanim." If you sell these empty jugs, v'sharon, in this place in Sharon, and amongst the jugs were broken jugs, right? Were broken jugs, then you accept 10% broken jugs, basically. So Tana, we learn in a brisa, pistaos nos umiguforos. In other words, they can't really be broken jugs. They have to be some good jugs that are sealed with tar that closes up the hole. Not like they're actually shard, broken. They're just that these are basically plugged up. They're plugged up. They're not. If they're broken, then you don't accept them. So the question we had before, we said that yayin aroy legabi amizbeach has to be. Is what you make for kiddush. So what about grape juice? So when grape juice came out, there was a major brouhaha about whether or not you can have grape juice. What happened was historically, it was during the time of prohibition. They couldn't, even though there was an excuse, there was an exemption for sacramental wine. It was difficult to get it, so they created grape juice. That happens to be the first person who gave the heter on grape juice. It wasn't an Orthodox rabbi. It was Professor Louis Ginsberg, who was a professor of Talmud at JTS. Some say he was from anyway, but nevertheless. So there are those who probably don't do it because of where the heter came from originally. But they say that you see from here, our Gemara said that if you just squeeze out the grapes, you can make kiddush. Squeeze out the grapes and you make kiddush on it. Is that grape juice? So that's what most of the shita say. Most of the shita say, and I'll quote you from the first person who really gave the tshuva. In Eretz Yisrael is the Har Tzvi, which is Ritzvi Pesach Frank. So he has in Har Tzvi in Hilchos Shabbos Simin Kuf Nun Ches Mitz Anavim Mavushal in Mekachim Olav Vedim Birkaso. Can you make kiddush? And what's the bracha? So he says the bracha is definitely Bor Prigafin, and you can make kiddush. He says Mishuchatin Hanavim Tekef Yeshul Din Bracha Yeshul Din Brayim Din Yayin LeBracha LeKiddush. It's bracha is definitely bor pirkei avin, and you can make kiddush on it. The whole shaila is that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a shaila about reconstituting grape juice. What they did is they turned, for exporting purposes, the grape juice into a concentrate, into a powder, and then when it come overseas, it would pour water on it, and then it would come. So he says that you can't make. He says that's a shackle. But he says regular grape juice that comes right in, even if it's pasteurized and everything like that, you still make a bor pirkei avin. It happens to be that there was. The shaila is because it's a Gemara in Brachos. It seems to be so said. The Gemara in Brachos says that in order to be considered wine, you get the bracha bor pirkei avin. There are two. The whole long sugya in Brachos on what? No. It's bracha in Daf Lamed. Hey, two things. Number one, it has to be misav soveya. It has to satiate you, it has to fill you up. Number two, it has to be misameach to make you happy, which means it has to intoxicate you. So how do the two Gemaras seemingly be so said each other? In order to be wine, it has to be misameach. Grape, no matter how much grape juice you drink, you may get sick to your stomach, but you're not going to get drunk. There's no alcohol in it. You're not going to get drunk. So how do those two Gemaras shtim? How does Gemaras fit together? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that what it is that, and to be Pesach ranks in the same thing also, and recently I found here the Shama Nissan, is Rav Nissan Kaplan, is Rav Shiva in the Mir. So they say, essentially, that being able to be mishtaker is not each individual piece. It has to be of the genre that can be mishtaker. It has to be part of the group that can be mishtaker. So this grape juice, see, it works out well for the grape juice originally. You squeeze it out. It's not alcoholic yet, but it can become alcohol. Grape juice, once it's cooked, it loses its status. It can no longer become alcohol anymore. So Mr. Kaplan addresses that, and he says, El hatamhu de chazal amru de yayin mikevan shu soyru msameach koveya bracha la'atzmo. The kol dover shehu mi min zeh af she dayin lo soyru msameach gam in l'sofo lo soyru msameach mikomach mkoveya lo bracha la'atzmo kem du min ha'chashav. Chamim established a category of wine. There's a category of wine. A category of wine, the top case is it's msameach and it's msameach ha'nasim. Anything that fits within that category of wine, any derivative of that category, has that status of that category, and even if it's not going to be misameach, right? Even if it's not going to be misameach, it's still in the category, and he still makes a bor pirkei avin. That's only talking about grape juice. There's a whole other sugya about making kiddush on chamer medina and making kiddush on schnapps, a small cup. Most poskim say that if you're going to make kiddush on schnapps, you should make kiddush on the big cup anyway. You could be so much on the sheet of the begonian that everyone else drinks. Making kiddush on the small cups of schnapps is relying on a taz and hilchos brachos. The taz never mentions anything about hilchos kiddush. Really, I mean, I'm not going to pass to ask the shaila, but most rabbanim, I'd venture to guess, most rabbanim will tell you that making kiddush, even in the afternoon, making kiddush on a small cup of schnapps, you're not yotze. It's not kiddush. Either make on a full cup of grape juice or wine, or make a full cup of schnapps. But you don't have to drink the whole thing. You can be so much on the shita that as long as it's drunk by a bunch of people to get to the shir. But to make kiddush on a small cup of schnapps is, in my opinion, but again, ask the rabbi, my opinion is not acceptable. All right, have a good day.